No joke there, man. That is great. Well, I mean, I know it's April Fool's Day, April 1st. Everyone's thinking, you know, oh, it's going to be fools for Christ or God's foolishness or stuff like that. It doesn't happen very often. Easter doesn't normally fall on April Fool's Day. I think last time was like 1956. I remember I was just graduating out of kindergarten then. I was enrolling in kindergarten. I don't know. I know it's going to happen again in 2029, then it's going to happen again in 2040, just in case you're looking and planning ahead, all right? And then you don't get it until like the 21st, you know, I won't be around then. I don't care. So April Fools, talk about all kinds of things. Talk about basketball. You know, you're not that much taller than I am. I could talk about basketball. All right, because we're talking about April Fool, okay? Who would have thought Notre Dame would have beat the women's basketball, all right? Women's basketball, who would have, even though Notre Dame was good, they beat the UConn women in basketball. Who saw that coming, all right? Nobody saw that. And then the men's tournament, all right? Who picked the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC, to take down the number one team? Took down Virginia, the 16th seed, beat the number one seed. That has never, ever happened in all the thousands of years I've been watching basketball. Never happened. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that? It's just the things that can happen sometimes in basketball. I'm going to bring a basketball hoop in, just show you guys how I can dunk it. If I keep it low enough, I can dunk it. Actually, my family will tell you, of all the sports there ever were, I was the worst at basketball. It was terrible. I want to tell you another basketball story. Because I think it believes, I believe, obviously, I think, that this ties into Easter. This ties into Resurrection Day. And it isn't college basketball necessarily, although we might end up there. I want to go back into the year 2013 at the Coronado High School in El Paso, Texas. And I want to make sure I get the coach's name right. And the coach there, you're not supposed to have a favorite, but he had a favorite on his team. Peter Morales was the coach. And Peter Morales has this guy, he just absolutely loves this guy, Mitchell Marcus. Now, Mitchell Marcus has a developmental disorder, and so he's the team's manager. But nobody has a passion for the game more than Mitchell. He's just always there all the time, so excited to be able to do anything. And so now, Mitchell's senior year, coach Peter Morales, last game, says, Mitchell, we have a uniform. We want you to put the uniform on. Put the jersey on. You're kidding. No. But I'm not a member of the team. You are tonight. You're going to be on the team, and you're going to sit with the other players. Woo! That's a big deal. Somebody with a developmental delay getting to be, he's not separated. He's with the team on the bench, wearing the same jerseys they're wearing. He's part of it. He's just so excited, and everybody. But the coach wasn't going to end it there. The last minute of the last game, Mitchell's senior year, coach puts him in the game. Oh, my God. The crowd goes nuts because everybody knows Mitchell, okay? So they're all shouting his name. Mitchell, Mitchell, Mitch. Go ahead, say it. Mitchell, 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 Mitchell. And he's out on the floor thinking, what the heck? He's not sure what's going on. They position him by the basket, and then Mitchell's team passes him the ball. Take a shot, Mitchell, take a shot. And he missed. All right, they get the ball. Give it back to Mitchell. Take a shot. Take a shot. He misses. Take a shot. Take a shot. He misses. Bounce it to him again. It hits his leg, goes out of bounds. his team doesn't get the ball anymore. The other team, Franklin High School, gets the ball. But Franklin High School has this player named Jonathan. And Jonathan had never met Mitchell, but he heard the crowd yell Mitchell's name. So he has the ball, and he yells Mitchell's name. Mitchell! Mitchell's like, whoa. And he bounces him the ball. And Mitchell scores. Oh, yeah. Time runs out. Mitchell scores. The crowd goes wild. You can imagine. Everybody's going crazy. And afterwards, they asked Jonathan. And Jonathan said, I was raised to treat others the way you would want to be treated. And I just thought Mitchell deserved another opportunity. But see, the story doesn't end there. Mitchell and Jonathan end up becoming friends. You know, they go on a little tour and all that other thing. And they get accolades. Jonathan gets an accolade that was really significant. It came to him in the form of a scholarship, a college scholarship. The chancellor of Texas Tech University. Oh, yeah, the Rockin' Red Raiders, you know, Zach Thomas. All right. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, Reeves King can tell you about this school, okay? Texas Tech. The chancellor had seen the special and offered Jonathan a scholarship. The first scholarship probably ever given for causing a turnover. And this summer, Jonathan will be graduating from Texas Tech University with a degree in kinesiology, the study of human motion and animal motion, and probably CBS's award for Sportsman of the Year, because, I mean, that was just incredible. But remember when I told you Jonathan said, I was taught to treat others the way you would want to be treated. And I just thought Mitchell deserved another opportunity. Somebody told Jonathan that. Somebody showed Jonathan that. Somebody taught him that. Now, I don't know who it was. Maybe it was a parent. Maybe it was a grandparent. Maybe it was an aunt, an uncle. Could have been a Sunday school teacher. Could have been the fifth grade teacher who taught him, you know, how to do arithmetic. I don't know who it was that taught him. Somebody taught Jonathan that. They passed it on. And they shared that with others. Maybe it was a whole team of people. See, we as Christians are the good news people. We have good news, and we tell other people the good news. There's a ripple effect. We don't always know all the... Whoever taught Jonathan that had no way of knowing that there would come a time when Jonathan would be calling Mitchell's name, and Mitchell would score, and no way. No way any of that, anybody could have predicted that. The title of the sermon is, Where is Jesus? Can you imagine losing Jesus? That can't go well for you. That can't go well for you. So you lose Jesus. It's kind of like the worst April Fool's Day joke ever, you know. Somebody stole Jesus. Well, they better put him back, because God's going to be pretty upset. Where's Jesus? I don't know. He was on a cross. I saw him in a garden, and then he was on a... There was a trial, and then there was a cross, then there was a tomb. He's not any of those places anymore. He's not any of those places anymore. Jesus is wherever hopes and hearts meet. He's on basketball courts and in basketball teams and in chancellor's offices and admissions departments. I wonder if David Higgs or David Hogg, rather, will get a scholarship. Where is Jesus? He's not on the cross. He's not on the cross. He's not in the tomb. Not in the tomb. He's here. You see, it isn't the crucifixion that saves us. It's the resurrection that saves us. It's the resurrection where God's power and glory is made known. Today we say Happy Resurrection Day, or you can say Happy Easter. We think of spring as with flowers blooming and eternal life. But 2,000 years ago, that first time, that's not the way they thought. If you read the Gospels, fear is a great deal about what's going on. They weren't too sure about anything. It was a lot of fear and doubt. The response to that resurrection wasn't all joy and Easter bunnies. According to the Gospels, they were fearful. And even though the disciples had said they believed that Jesus was the Messiah, when push came to shove, they had scattered. When push came to shove, they doubted. They denied. They betrayed. They deserted. And when Jesus died, even though Jesus had told them three different times, when the time came and Jesus did die, they didn't say, everything's going according to plan. They hid. They were frightened. They were afraid. You see the change that happens on a Sunday? As Sunday unfolds. Now that morning they weren't all victorious. That morning, no. The day started, they were disheartened. The day started, they were dismayed. The day started, they were disappointed. They were disillusioned. They were dispirited. And then they weren't. They met and saw Jesus, which told them that the tomb was empty. It wasn't some result of an April Fool's Day joke or alien body snatchers. It was God's power. It was God's grace. It was God's love. Sunday changed everything. The resurrection changes everything. That's why we can say Happy Resurrection Day. Jesus is alive and well. Brings hope and love to all. God looks at us and says, they deserve another opportunity. He calls out our name. Mary in the garden. Jonathan on a basketball court. Mitchell on a basketball court. Calls out our name. Gives us an opportunity to pass it on, to share love, to share grace. We know what it's been like to be given another opportunity. Our lives are changed because we were given another opportunity. Our lives are different because of God's grace. Our lives have been empowered by God's love. But now God is saying, but there's more to it than this. It has to be passed on. It has to be shared. The good news is a story that's supposed to be told. God gives us an opportunity. He calls out our names. He passes us the ball. He passes to us grace. He passes to us love. And now that grace and that love is in our hands. It's in our hearts. It's on our lips. Somebody told Jonathan. And Jonathan passed the ball that changed not just that picture, not just Mitchell's life, changed his life, changed a lot of people's lives. That's what happens when you listen to God calling out your name. When you act, when you understand that God has entrusted you with an opportunity. God has given you the ball. You have love. You have grace. You have the good news. Here, catch. Now pass it on. Amen.